1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the second of the month of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Kara Codney. Kara is the SOS Community Relations Coordinator, and Adele Clark, who is the Shelter Manager for SOS. Kara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thanks for having us. We love coming on.
You bet. Adele, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Fine. Thanks for asking. Well, Adele and Kara are joining us here this morning to talk about something new being offered by SOS, and this is really big news. This is dealing with new ways to find help via text message or chat. And Kara, why don't you describe exactly what you are now offering with SOS?
Yeah, so we now have the mobile SOS app, and it allows us to offer the ability to contact us through a text message, through a chat application on our website, or via a mobile app. And we're really, really excited about how it's going to make it so much more accessible to people.
And Adele, is this something that you think was needed?
Absolutely. In this time and age, most people do everything digitally, and so being able to have people access us, you know, by not calling, but by being able to do a text message is amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think you'll find that, you know, text messages and other, you know, mobile devices really work better sometimes than phone, and people tend not to call as much as they used to. So how will this work, Adele? What do people need to do?
Well, there's several different ways. You can type SOSKS, and it has to be one word. Sometimes, you know, our phones want to space it out, but just one word, SOSKS, to 847-411. And so that'll start a chat with us, and you'll be able to chat with our helpline or an advocate and, you know, find out about our services. You can also go to our website, SOS Kansas, and Kansas is spelled out, KANSAS.com. And Kara has created this amazing yellow box that says 24-hour chat with SOS. So if you click on that, you'll also be able to chat with us. And then one other way is on the App Store, and this is on for Google Play or for the Apple Store. You just type TIP 411 Mobile SOS, and there'll be you'll see our logo, and you can use the app to chat with us.
Well, Kara, how long has this been in development?
Oh, my gosh, it feels like forever at this point. But it's been a couple months, you know, and there's been a lot of work, and Adele's crew has been doing a lot of training to be ready for this to start. And, yeah, there's been a lot of effort into it, but we're really excited about how it's going to make us so much more available and make it so much easier for people to contact us.
And I assume, Adele, there's been some test runs with this happening?
Oh, yes. My staff we've been testing nonstop. I practice message them at all hours of the day to make sure that they can hear the alert. And then also, you know, it's a little bit different talking on a chat message rather than a phone, but all of my staff are all younger kids, so they got it a lot faster than I did.
Yeah, they're pretty adept at picking this stuff up, aren't they?
They loved it. I was nervous. They were super excited.
So basically, Adele, then, are you using the same staff that you'd used before just with the phone?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. We have helpline, we call them, and they work after hours, nights, weekends, and holidays. And they are the ones that will be answering after hours, and then just our normal day staff during the day.
You know, Kara, with a growing number of people really preferring to communicate other than just picking up the phone or their cell phones and calling, I mean, did you come to a decision as a group that this is what was needed?
I mean, I think, yeah, it was necessary. You know, this is how people communicate now, and we want to be with the times and be, you know, available the way people are used to communicating. And Adele's talked to other agencies like ours in the state who have told us that it has dramatically increased the number of people contacting them. And so we're hoping to see the same kind of results.
And you mentioned the training has been quite intense here for the past couple of months to make sure everyone is up to speed, and SOS is here for you 24 hours a day, that they already have been, but now there are new ways to find help by text message or chat. And again, Adele, if people want to download the new mobile app from SOS, how can they do that?
Just search TIP 411 Mobile SOS.
That easy, that simple. Free, right?
It's free, absolutely.
Absolutely free. So options are now more in number from SOS than they were before. Kara, anything else we need to add here this morning?
The only thing I can think of is that if there are any community partners that we have that would like to help us get the word out, we would love that, and they can just reach out to us.
And how can they get a hold of you at SOS, Kara?
They can call me at 620-343-8799, just here at the main office, and I'd love to talk to them about it.
Text message, chat, and the new mobile SOS app is available. So hopefully people that are in need will be able to take advantage of this. And, of course, SOS is here for you if needed 24 hours a day. Adele, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck with this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Kara, thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Kara Codney, SOS Community Relations Coordinator, and Adele Clark, who is the SOS Shelter Manager, in talking about the new app, new mobile app from SOS. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 7:29. Tomorrow morning on our primetime newsmaker this morning, or tomorrow morning, I should say, Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk will be in to talk about, well, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, which is tomorrow evening. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. Call Jeff Hodges today. It is 7:30, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mow mowers, mow money. It's the Mowers Money and More giveaway from Prairie Band Casino and Resort.